Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
How was your weekend?
I had a brilliant weekend, actually. Very, very good. Played football, watched the boxing, watched the rugby league, all good. Oh, it was kind of sport dominated. Managed not to get sent off, which is always a bonus. Had an unfortunate incident with some deep heat and my lower region.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to put it on that, are you?
No, but I in warming up, I sort of managed to hurt both my groin and my buttock. I wasn't quite sure what I was doing. And then, so I needed a bit of deep heat to numb them so that I could play.
Yeah.
Accidentally, when doing on my groin, got it a bit too close to the... I was a bit too close to the bone, but you know what I mean. And oof, dear, it was stinging.
Ow.
Oh, dear.
I thought you were going to tell me something like, then you tried to cook later on in the evening, it was still on your finger,
in
your eyes.
Oh. No. Okay. I was sort of stinging for the first 20 minutes.
Talking of stinging, you'll see some stuff on the desk there.
Yeah. I'm not putting them down my pants.
No, don't.
Right.
They are stinging nails. You'll find out why they're there a bit later on in this show today. Do you know what? I really felt like I connected with you.
Sorry, how was your weekend?
No, over the weekend, I was going to say, I felt like I really connected with you.
And, did you, really?
And one of the things that you do a lot, yeah.
Not the deep heat thing.
No, I finally understood why watching sport...
Yeah.
...or anything, like a big TV event in a pub... Yeah. Is very much fun.
Oh, right, okay.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. What was it?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
No Becky today, she's on another course, whatever that means.
Scott Mills, BBC. Radio 1. Podcast.
Now, I've got a new record of the week for you, which we're going to play now. So Christmassy, I love it.
It's another by Rob Christmassy one.
Well, it's by Robbie Williams. We've played it already, but we're playing it for you every day this week. It's... second single from his album, which is out today, called Reality Killed the Video Star. And even more reasons, if you didn't already, to love Robbie Williams. Won't perform at the MTV Awards, will go on Loose Women. Was that today? I didn't see it. Oh, I know
why,
you didn't. You,
why are you asking? That's ridiculous. I've never seen it. I wouldn't tune into Loose Women.
And I think we have something to do that, because on the interview we did before his Electric Proms show, he was talking about his love of Loose Women, and then Carol McGiffin on Twitter was like, oh, Robbie Williams loves us, she's just got wheels. And then suddenly he appears on Loose Women, so that's probably our fault.
I was going to say, it's more fault than credit, isn't
yeah.
it?
Uh-huh. He loves it.
Oh, each to their own.
This track does make me want to buy Christmas gifts.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was going to say, makes me want to go on Loose Women.
No. Makes me just want to, you know, roast some chestnuts. Makes me want to go ice skating. Oh, no, it doesn't at all. It makes me want to drink mulled wine and watch other people ice skate. But it's proper Christmassy, and we're going to put this in our rom-com, which we're writing. We are writing a romantic comedy. All we've got so far is this song.
Right. It's a start, though. Every great film has to start somewhere.
It's perfect for a chick flick. Listen.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So at this bit, I think it's snowing, and there's a couple and they're going round like on a horse-drawn carriage thing in a park. This is what I'm thinking for the end of the romantic comedy.
Is Martine McCutcheon in it?
God, no.
Oh.
She's too busy writing books now.
Yeah, I've seen those posters as well.
Everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah.
When did she become a novelist?
I nearly fell off the train platform the first time I saw those adverts.
This person says, this song is brilliant for your rom-com. You know the bit at the end when the couple end up together and everything's marvellous and wonderful when it's snowing? Yes, it's perfect for that, isn't it? I tell you...
Who are you casting then, or have you not got that far?
Well, I think... We just had a brainwave, me and the one that didn't speak. Gerard Butler.
Okay. I'm more interested in the female lead.
Well, he knows Jennifer Aniston.
Right, yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Gerard Butler listens to this show all the time. And
true.
Also, he's blatantly got Aniston on speed dial.
Yeah.
So, how hard could it be?
Is there going to be a dog in it? Because there invariably is in Jennifer Aniston films. I don't want to be on set if there's a dog involved.
You hate them, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he will say yes. I also think Gerard's coming in to see us quite soon, so we'll just kind of force him into it.
How are we going to do that? He's massive.
I know, but he will do it for the show.
What are we going to do, sit on him until he says yes?
He'll do it.
Okay.
Only got songs at the moment, no real plot line. We've got that one, obviously, Robbie Williams. Mm. It's just, you know... You can imagine it, can't you? Oh. We've got this one, and we've got that new Pixie Lott one, which also lends itself to a rom-com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Probably some crying going on at this point, I reckon.
God.
The wine.
You're thinking, yeah, I like you thinking there.
Mm. Trouble is, as you know, the only sound effects we've got are from the 1950s, yeah. So it's going to have to probably set then, I think.
Okay.
So it's going to be in the, you know, in the past, a few decades ago. And I'm thinking Jero could be maybe... I'm just working with the sound effects that we've got from BBC Sound Effects, which haven't been updated for a few years. Jero could be a lab technician in the 50s... There he is.
Right.
Who falls for a sexy writer. There's always a writer in these films. There she is. On her computer.
Okay. Yeah.
Tapping away in her latest novel. But then it turns out, stick with me, turns out that she is a ghost. Has this been done before?
With a deep voice?
Yeah.
Right. No, I don't think so. No. Not that I know.
And then loads of women turn up for no particular reason and say, I. Yeah? I don't know where they come into it, really, but...
Is that a courtroom scene or something? Or...
Yeah, oh, yeah. Then, Jero Butler and the woman writing the book fall in love. Only she's a ghost. Like I said, it's not got very far yet.
I think the ghost thing might have been done before.
Anyway,
have you got any pottery in this film?
No.
Okay.
That has been done before. I've seen that.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
That was a fresh idea. So far, it sounds rubbish.
We'll all convince Butler it'll all be fine. And then Butler will convince Aniston. Sorted.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, you know I've just moved house.
Yes.
TV wasn't working all weekend. I don't know why. I just couldn't get it to work. So that was...
Was it operator error?
No, I kept rescanning and rescanning. And
okay.
Like, no, nothing.
Have you called Chipmunk's brother?
He came round today.
All right.
So I'm sorted now for cable and everything.
So he's fixed it?
Mm-hmm. But I got to yesterday afternoon and there was a bit of a crisis in my house. I was like, well, how am I going to watch X Factor? This is after spending a good 3 hours trying to tune the TV in. Saying there's no signal. So I even went to a shop and
had
got...
Had you turned it on?
Yes. All right. No, I had... it was on. I went to a shop and got an indoor aerial.
Right.
This is also, right, this lengths I went to try and watch X Factor results last night. So I plug in the indoor aerial, thinking, well, this will work, because it's an indoor aerial. Rescan for channels, nothing. Then I put the indoor aerial outside, okay, thinking, well, it might pick up more if it's outside. This aerial is like a huge thing from the 80s with two massive antenna, look like some spaceship. Then I rescan again. This time, because the indoor aerial is outside, I can get two channels, both saying poor. Quality, I presume.
Say what?
It says poor quality.
Oh, poor.
Sky 3 and Babe Station.
Right.
So I want to watch...
Some people will be happy with just those two channels.
But I wanted to watch the results. And I just think to myself, this is ridiculous. I want to watch this... It's only a TV show. I want to watch it so much. I'm now... I'm sat on the floor of my lounge. The door is wide open. I'm freezing because the lead won't reach. The TV's on the floor.
Right. But can I just ask you... You can get Babe Station with an indoor aerial.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
I think you just might have caused it. Do you know when Delia used a frying pan for the first time? There was a rush on frying pans. No. I reckon. Do you remember about 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Right. I reckon you might just have caused a rush on indoor aerials if you can get Babe Station just through an indoor aerial.
I didn't actually. It got to the kind of main menu bit where it said I could get it. I didn't actually investigate any further and turn the actual channel on.
Oh, no.
No.
Right.
So I'm
sorry.
Right.
Right, back
it's
to
freezing,
the,
right?
Yeah.
The door's wide open into the garden. There's a spaceship with two massive aerials on it. I actually managed to get ITV1 eventually, but it's doing that weird thing that digital does when it's not quite tuned in properly.
Right.
So I'm like, well, this is ridiculous. We're going out. Yeah. So I'm like, right, we're all going out. So
did you have a hissy fit?
Yeah, a little bit. So I turned the TV off. Then, this is quite sad. I actually phoned around various pubs in the area asking if they were showing X Factor tonight on the big screen. Not that many do.
Right.
So then we all ended up watching X Factor in a gay bar in West London. And it was great, actually. I now know how you feel when you go and watch sport with your mates.
Right.
It was like the World Cup in there. It, like, people booing, cheering.
No, it wasn't, was it? It wasn't. Yeah,
I mean, down to the, what was it? Was it? What were they down to? But down to the last eight, is it, or is it now down something like eight, seven?
Yeah,
down to the last eight or seven isn't really like watching the World Cup final, is it? In a pub,
I think that I probably got. I now understand the excitement that you get from watching football in a pub because it's a lot more exciting than just watching it on your own.
Okay,
really good.
Lucy against John and Edward isn't really England Argentina. That's only my point of view.
Try to tell that to people in gay bars.
I will do.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was good in the end. There were two dogs behaving very strangely in front of us during the whole show, which did put us off a little bit.
Right.
Getting quite frisky with each other. But what a show. What a result.
Now, did you watch both nights in the same place?
No, just last night. The results. Yeah.
Okay.
It was really good. Really, really good. I can't believe.
So is that how you're going to do it from now on?
Well, it did add to the excitement.
Watch it with two dogs getting frisky every week.
Everyone's saying, why don't you watch ITV Player online? It's not live, but it's something. No, I didn't have any internet either. It's all been off.
Till today.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So weird not having a television.
If you really struggled.
Yes. I went to the gay bar to watch X Factor last night, results. Generally, the rest of the weekend, you have to, talk and stuff.
Have you and your flatmate been talking to each other?
Yeah, we've talked.
Really?
Yeah, you just have to make your own entertainment. Have you ever seen that programme, How We Used to Live? It was like being in the 40s.
Right.
It was, taking it really back to basics.
What,
a couple of parlour games.
Washing each other in a tin bath.
All that.
Kind of thing.
We even resorted to playing a game involving the Argos catalogue at one point.
How does that work?
Well, there's no TV, so you just... you say, right, you're getting for Christmas what I'm about to find you in the Argos catalogue. Pick a page number.
Roll, right.
Page 984. Yeah. Pick a number, number 9. Oh, you're getting a placemat set for Christmas. It was more exciting than it sounds, than I'm making it sound.
Did you play it for very long?
About an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
Good grief.
That was the Argos game. And then there's...
there were more games, were there?
Well, there's a long-running one, which is trying to find songs with people's names in them, thinking of them.
Right.
We've said about this before.
Mm-hmm.
You think of as many songs with people's names in as you can. Because there are certain names that appear in songs a lot. Johnny, for example. But there are some names that just don't appear in songs at all. Mm. For instance, I've never came across a song with Scott in it.
I can't think of one with Mark in.
There must be a Mark one.
Is there?
Actually, I don't know.
I can't think of one.
Like, if your name's Mandy, you're fine, aren't you? Mandy, you came and you gave without taking. What about if your name's Ian?
I can't think of an Ian one, no.
Can't think of any. So this went on after the Argos game got boring.
Right.
This went on for probably another couple of hours, just trying to think of, songs with names in.
Right.
And I'm trying to think of some now.
How many more did you get?
Quite a few. There are recurring ones that come up a lot. Okay. Should I give you another one?
Go on then, give me another one.
Okay. It's fine. Like, there's loads of songs we called Donna. Well, that one.
What's that?
It's a song called Donna.
Michelle is in some, isn't it?
Michelle, that's a good one.
Okay.
Yep. You see, it's harder than you think.
It is a lot harder than you think.
Yeah. Anyway, so that went on for another couple of hours, like I said, before we
went to see. But didn't you have any more suggestions?
Hmm?
Didn't you have any more suggestions?
Did
you sit there for an hour and came up with three?
Blink 182 songs have Mark and Scott in them, says somebody. Really?
Do they?
There's a song called Scotty Doesn't Know.
That's appropriate.
Yeah, there is. Oh, they're all saying that.
Oh, right, okay.
There's a track by Shed 7 called Mark. Really?
What, simply called Mark?
Yeah. There's quite a few people saying that.
Right, I'll have to dig that out.
It's fine. If your name's Ruby, you've got a song about you there, haven't you? If your name happened to be... Luca.
My name is Luca.
There we are. You got a song.
I live on the second floor.
Yeah. Some more than others. Anyway, so that, like I said, play that game tonight. It's hours of fun if you don't have a television. If you do, then I suggest you watch that because it's more interesting.
Where do I get hold of a Shed 7 back catalogue?
I don't know. Look it up. Radio 1 Podcast. Nikki says, I'd definitely watch your film. It sounds brilliant. Laura in Lincoln says, why not play the male lead yourself and call it Mills the Movie? No, I don't want it to be about me. We've done enough of that this year.
Is she seriously suggesting you ahead of Gerard Butler?
Yeah, hello.
Somebody's actually suggest that, or have you kind of...
No, that was Laura in Lincoln.
Okay.
Making texts up.
You normally do if there's alliteration. Paul in Peterborough says...
Some people are offering their dogs up to be in it
no,
as well.
No, 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 no animals. No animals. Look, Alan in Accrington, we don't want any animals in this okay. in this show. Brian in Burnley, definitely no dogs.
I've got another track that needs to be in the film as well. It's by Michael Bublé. Love the Bublé. Yeah. We found out, by the way.
People say you look like him?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of that at the moment. Mm-hmm. We've got a...
So is he, I'm sure.
We found an amazing tribute act for Bublé.
I know what... I think.
Do you know this?
I think I know what they might be called. Is it Michael Dublé?
Michael Dublé. Now that is brilliant. You can't argue with that, can you? A tribute act called Michael Dublé. That is amazing. Anyway, here's the scene where this song fits in, right? Gerard Butler, who's the male lead, yeah. really wants to get with the sexy female lead,
yeah.
who is a ghost. Jennifer, if you're listening, this is you. She gets followed around by women saying aye all the time.
But they're not ghosts.
But they're not ghosts. Right. And he really wants to get with her, but... can't because she's a ghost. And then this song comes in. Michael Dublé. Haven't met you yet, brackets, because you're a ghost. It's quite a chirpy number. Because you're a ghost. Coming along nicely, isn't it?
BBC. Yeah. Radio 1. Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
Amy, got a song about you, haven't you? Britney Spears did one, if you
true.
Seek. There's loads. See, there's a song by the Beautiful South, which gets through a few names.
Oh, that's, but that isn't a... That isn't strictly a song title, though, is it?
Song for whoever. They're just talking about loads of girls. That's not very personal to you, is
nah.
it?
Nah. It's kind of treating women like objects, is that song.
If your name's Jack, there's a song about you. My friend Jack eats sugar. My friend Jack eats sugar. I've never heard that song in my life.
What is it?
It's My Friend Jack Eats Sugar Lumps, by the sounds of it. My friend Jack eats sugar. My friend Jack eats sugar. Maybe you are sharing your song with a horse,
that's what
it's still
about?
Got Jack in it. I don't know.
Whoever did that was struggling for lyrics at the time.
If you're... Here's the thing, right? If your name's Tracy, I bet you're thinking, well, I haven't got a song about me. Well, you have. Tracy, where are you now? Level 42.
Sorry?
Level 42, this is Tracy. Hello, Tracy's. Pretty good.
You've talked over that song before, haven't
no,
you?
No, I haven't. I've never heard it before in my life.
I bet if we played that from the start, you would talk over the intro perfectly.
I do
and
not
hit the
know
vocal.
What that song is.
Yes, you would. What about somebody called Shaheen? Do they have a song about him?
Don't think so, no.
All right.
But okay. We are going to play Shaheen Jafagoli now from Britain's Got Talent, who was on BBC Switch Live yesterday. By the way, if you think there isn't... Oh, yeah, there's loads of Daniel in. Of course there is. If you think there's... you know, you've got a name which doesn't have a song, let me know about it. Maybe we can do something. 81199. Because it would be nice, wouldn't it?
Everybody should have a song about them somewhere.
Let me know.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. Wow.
What's occurring? Oh, look, it's Oh, What's Occurring time. It's 5:36. Let me know how you do, please, on the text. Oh. What's occurring? I reckon you're going to win today. Oh. What's occurring? You know Usain Bolt?
Yeah, I know Usain Bolt, yeah. Do you know Usain Bolt?
Yeah. He's the one that can run 100 metres in 9.58 seconds.
He can.
And you know the one that doesn't speak?
On a diet of nuggets. Yes, I know the one that doesn't speak.
He tried to break a world record as well today.
Right.
But not that one.
I think he might have struggled with that one.
Yeah, he didn't do that one.
I think he's more a 9.75 man.
No, he tried to break the world stinging nettle eating record. Please do not try this at home. It hurts. But this thing happens every year at a place called the Bottle Inn in Marshwood, near Lyme Regis. They have the World Stinging Nettle Eating Championships.
What? Why?
Don't know.
Okay.
Countryside, isn't it?
Ooh,
so,
good.
They eat nettles, okay? Yeah. My question to you today, trying to break the world record, how many nettle leaves can the one that doesn't speak fit in his mouth in 30 seconds? Do not do this at home.
Are you going to tell me what the world record is afterwards? Or do you know the world record?
I don't know.
How many stinging nettles...
actually cares?
How many stinging nettles can he fit in his mouth in 30 seconds? Four.
I think it's probably safe to say he's not going to beat the world record anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
So just guess. Four?
Yeah, I can't believe it'll be any more.
Let's find out.
Ow!
Here's the one that didn't speak, eating nettles. Hello, one that doesn't speak.
Hi, Scott.
Are you ready for this?
I am ready for this.
Okay. Go.
No. Yeah, ow!
He's only touching them at the moment.
I don't want to chew it.
Chew it.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, goodness me!
Just the one.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Ow!
Why would you do that?
Ow! My tongue!
Ow! Wow, so just the one. One, just the one nettle. She did chew a little bit.
Why?
Stupid idea.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
What a ridiculous thing to do.
Yeah, well, they do it. They have championships for this.
Yeah, I know, but...
Try telling them it's ridiculous.
Are they more trained?
Maybe.
Ow! What's the kidding?
My favourite was as he tried to spit it out in the bin.
He really won't be able to speak for a while, will he? Massive fat tongue after that.
Next one. You know JLS?
Yeah.
I love them.
JLS.
Love them. They're such a laugh, aren't they?
Easy to spell.
Such a laugh, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They are such a laugh, aren't they, JLS? Aren't they a laugh?
Yeah.
They were in with Moyles this morning on Radio 1. My question, how much of the interview was just them laughing? Out of the whole interview.
What, time-wise?
Yeah. How long did it go on for?
A minute and 10.
1 minute and 10 seconds, you say?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's JLS with Chris Moyles. They're a laugh, aren't they?
What happened?
It would have been.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
10 seconds. One of them's got a really evil laugh. I don't know which one it is.
Like that.
No, it's horrible. 30 seconds.
Well, they are, you know.
Who said that? If they thought it was any good, I think you'll find them in the A side.
40.
Generally.
And the pepperami.
See what I did there?
Maybe.
1 minute.
You guys are so desperately single, it's good God.
Which one is it with the really evil laugh?
Look at your bands! Look at your bands!
We're not silly, Chris. Right.
So, 1 minute 15 of laughing. So that was
Thank
5 seconds out.
Much.
Good work.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Next one. You know Jed Wood?
Yeah.
Off of X Factor?
Yeah.
Do you think they've got a future career in music?
No, I don't.
No.
Please tell me you're going to make them eat stinging nettles.
Do you think that many big, huge artists would want to collaborate with John and Edward together? They are John and Edward.
No.
You don't. Okay. Well, we asked some big artists at the MTV Awards last week in Berlin if they would want to work with Jedward. We'll go through this one at a time, okay?
Okay.
Here's the first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
First up, the Backstreet Boys. Yes or no?
The Backstreet Boys.
Yes to a collaboration with Jedward or no?
No.
Everybody. We know him. Jedward. That's our homies. That's our homies. Jedward, that's our homies.
If they want to collaborate with you, would you do it?
We love them to death. We love them.
You could definitely be in like one of our videos. Absolutely. Absolutely. Backstreet's back.
All right. Hmm. That's not collaborating, sticking them in a video.
They're their homies.
Jedward, those are our homies. We love them to death.
Yeah, see?
We love them. They could definitely be in like one of our videos, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I'm taking that as a yes. They can be in one of our videos.
That isn't a collaboration.
It is of sorts. So that's one. Next one. What about Daniel Merriweather?
Oh, no.
Think he'd be up for it, for Jedward?
Yes.
Let's find out.
Daniel Merriweather, do not take offence by this, but just looking at your hair, have you been watching X Factor with John and Edward recently? Oh.
I actually hate that show, and I hate them, but I actually did see their hair, and to be honest, I'm kind of impressed. I feel like they've taken a leaf from my book or something. They're doing it well.
If they wanted to collaborate with you, would you do it?
They're good kids, you know, they mean well, you know. I don't have any message for them at all. Took something perfect and painted
it red. Yeah, I'd say that was a definite no.
I actually hate that show.
Don't think it's going to work
That's
out.
Probably Does he really think that John Edward would have styled themselves on him?
Yeah, it seems that way. So a no from Daniel Merriweather, and you thought it would be a yes.
I know,
as well.
Me,
yeah.
I got him wrong.
Yeah, you did. What about Pixie Lott? Would she be up for a bit of a collaboration action with Jedward?
Yes, because she's lovely.
Let's find out.
Pixie Lott, John and Edward may want to collaborate with you. Will you do it?
To be honest, I haven't had time to watch X Factor, so I haven't seen them. So I'll have a little listen to them on YouTube and then I'll get back to you on that.
Any message for them then?
I say good luck to them. No, you
just can't stop. I don't believe her.
No, I don't believe her. I think she might have had somebody from the record company
she doesn't
next
know.
Or go, don't say anything bad about anybody at
doesn't
all.
Doesn't know who John and Edward are. You don't have to have watched X Factor to know who they are. So that's a no from Pixie Lott. Fall Out Boy. Would they collaborate with John and Edward?
No. I haven't got one right yet. No.
Now, a random X Factor question. I don't know if you've seen any of it.
Yeah, I love to death that you kept those twins on that show. I think it's brilliant.
If they wanted to collaborate with you, would you do it, Pete?
I do a collaboration on with their hair. I don't know about anything else.
Have you got any kind of message that we can send back to them via the radio?
Yeah, dude. Keep being weird.
Yeah, dude. Keep being weird, man. Just so not
was
really.
Was he referring to Natalie as a dude? Because she asked the question and he went, "Yeah, dude."
I do a collaboration on with their hair.
That's not really a yes.
No.
Just as the hair.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Right. Okay, two more.
I got that one right, though.
Yeah. David Guetta?
David Guetta?
He collaborates with loads of people.
Yeah, on the basis that he doesn't appear to say no to anybody, yes.
Okay, let's find out.
Radio 1! How are you guys?
John and Edward, they want to collaborate with you. David Guetta, would you do it?
I don't watch TV. I don't know any of these guys. I'm sorry.
You seen there, the ones in the papers, the Irish twins with the hair?
I don't know them. I'm sorry.
Don't believe him. Of course he knows they are. Everyone does.
He was stood with the same record company person as Pixie Lott.
And finally, would Shakira do a John and Edward collaboration?
Now, Shakira's on next week, isn't she, on X Factor?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Latin week next week?
I hope so. Yes or no to
John
a collaboration with John and Edward from Shakira?
Yes, she will.
You think?
Yeah, well, because she's going on next week, yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
X Factor, you're on in the UK in a couple of weeks. Are you aware of any of the contestants, in particular John and Edward?
About John and Edward? The twins? Are those the twins? Yeah. I'm aware of them, yeah. People like them a lot.
They want to collaborate with you. Would you do it?
Oh, wow, that'd be interesting, eh? What do you think? Should I do it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yes!
To that.
Yes.
It's a yes.
The twins? Are those the twins? Yeah. I'm aware of them, yeah. People like them a lot.
Shakira knows who they are. That's so good.
They want to collaborate with you. Would you do it?
Oh, wow, that'd be interesting, eh? What do you think? Should I do it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, so that's a let's do it. So
I think she was kind of cajoled into that, wasn't she?
Don't really care, it's still a yes.
Well, it is in the end, yeah.
Yeah, and you have won today's Oh, What's Occurring because you played against yourself.
Thrashed everybody.
Congratulations. Let me know your scores, please. Not very much.
Oh!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Talking earlier about how not everybody has a song with their name in it, and like some people are feeling a bit left out, and I asked you to text in if you think your name isn't in any song. We'll try and find one, because there's loads of old songs that you might not even know about that got your name in. Some of them we've been looking at us frankly rubbish, but if it's got your name in, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows, like, if you're called Mandy, you're sorted.
Mandy.
Yeah. Same with anyone called Michelle. Songs about them.
Michelle Rabel.
You're also fine if you're Donna.
Oh, Donna, you made me stammer.
Even
who is singing that?
I don't know. Someone with a high voice. Who cares? It's got Donna in it, so Donna's everywhere.
Donna,
I'll be pleased.
Care.
Luca, you're fine.
My name is Luca.
So, there are some names that just don't seem to appear anywhere. Like, Warren's been on, saying, well, you're not going to find one about me. We're still looking for yours, Warren.
Warren's quite difficult, isn't it?
Don't think there's any Warren's. Jason from Birmingham. Where's my track? There's never been a song with my name in. Jason. Yeah, you might be right. We'll keep looking. If not, we'll get some new ones recorded, I think. Matt. Very popular name. But Matt texted in, so I bet you can't find
there
one.
There must be one with Matt.
Really, though? Think about it. I can't think of any. A song with the name Matt in. We'll keep looking. You found one for Donna. That's me. But how about my fiancé, Trev? That could be more difficult.
I think we might be struggling there.
Gail from Farnham. Can you find my song? Alan. Alan from MK's been on. Any Alans in a song? I think not. Maybe there will be. Maybe we...
There'll be a Gale somewhere, won't there?
Do you think?
Yeah.
Carl in Norwich says, what about my name? Where's my song? Carl, another very popular name. You don't hear people singing about Carl, do you?
No.
If you're Jack, you're fine. I mean, it's not a great song.
My friend Jackie Sugarlunk. My friend Jackie Sugarlunk.
But at least you've got a song with your name in. Same as Tracy. Who'd have thought there'd be a song about her?
Tracy, where are you now, girl? Where are you now, girl? This feeling's so strong.
You actually dance a little bit to that one, don't you?
There's a Nigel has been on saying, well, where's my song? Well, actually, we found one.
We're only making plans for Nigel.
Who'd have thought there'd be a song with Nigel in?
Yeah.
A couple of Nadines have been on saying, hello. Right, well, we've sorted that.
Trev's going to be annoyed, isn't he? If there's a song for Nigel, you'd think there'd be a song for a Trev.
Yeah. They are. Or Nadine's out there.
Nadine, honey, is that you?
You're probably thinking, Jeremy? No way. Well, there is. See, we're getting through quite a lot. We've got some, but there's just a few we're stuck on, like Warren and Carl.
Gail.
If your name's Tim or Timothy, you're sorted as well.
Timothy!
Is this?
Timothy.
Quite a lot of these people who have got songs named after them seem to have then disappeared.
Yeah.
Tracy did as well, didn't she? That's a particularly camp one. What's that?
A song called Timothy. Don't know who it's by.
All right.
Josh, you see, where are we going to find one of those? Erin. Pamela. Samantha, there must be a Samantha.
Yeah,
there's loads coming in.
Samantha.
Molly, you've got Molly's Chambers.
Yeah. That was an easy one.
If your name's Amadeus, you're fine. Sings it all the time through there.
Scott Mills, BBC One.
Radio 1. Are there a lot of people around called Amadeus?
Let's find out. Text in if you're called Amadeus.
Oh, no, you know. Everybody's just going to claim they're called Amadeus. Radio 1
Podcast. Here's a question for you. Have you ever been watching TV and got so irate and annoyed by something you just had to complain right there and then?
No. You mean officially complain?
Yeah, ring them up.
No. I frequently get angry in front of the telly, but no, I've never actually phoned up to complain.
Right, let's say you were watching a karaoke competition on the TV.
Yeah.
Right, and the general public, voted somebody out of it, but you didn't agree with it, even though the voting's completely above board and, the public made the decision.
But what? Would
you be so angry you actually rang, let's say, a newspaper, not ITV... But a newspaper to complain?
No, because I think I would just kind of think it might be the cynical manipulation of us all by one member of the panel to try and get as much publicity for the show as he possibly could, and therefore indirectly making even more money than he already has.
Don't get me wrong, I can understand.
So I probably would just rationalise it like that.
Yeah. It wouldn't cross your mind to call the paper. I mean, I can understand people being annoyed because, you know, lots of people got annoyed by the karaoke competition last night. Lucy seems a nice girl and she can sing.
Yeah.
But surely you don't get so annoyed you think, do you know what, I'm going to call the Sun. I'm so annoyed now.
No. I'd probably be annoyed. I'd phone up the Sun and say, I'm really annoyed with myself for falling for this.
Yeah.
As I did last year when he did exactly the same thing and got Laura kicked out.
Yeah, same. I just feel sorry for the poor man, because lots of people have done this. Listen to this. Outraged fans blasted the X Factor after Simon Cowell ummed and ahed and then saved Jedward. Hundreds of irate viewers bombarded the Sun with emails and calls attacking the decision
by the public. I've just had a look on the Sun website where I'm fairly sure it's described as the crime of the century.
Right.
Now, I can think of a few
more
other things that I might think of crime of the century.
I just feel sorry for the poor man at the Sun last night. Like, it's blatantly a security guard on reception. It's Sunday night. There's not much going on, is there? He's probably half asleep. Bless him. And then it's just like, God. And then Tracy Speak, 40, from Bridge North, phoned up.
Simon Cowell has ruined his own show. He's gone too far this time.
What? Why have you rang me? I'm just at the Sun.
And you say you're 40, Tracy. Have you not got anything better to do?
Oh, God. God, my night just got a whole lot busier. Oh, no, it's welder John Stewart, 60, of Sheffield. Hello, the Sun.
This is not a singing competition anymore. This result shows that.
Right, I don't know what you're about. Thanks, anyway. I know, I'm Jono 654321. I'm going to ring up and complain, not to ITV, but to The Sun about this public decision. Hello, The Sun.
Simon Cowell has ruined his own show. He's gone too far this time.
Right, that wasn't actually...
This poor security guard was just probably on his way to the vending machine.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted a Snickers, to be honest. Hello.
He's pretended to hate the twins, but has manipulated the public to vote for them. I'll never watch X Factor again.
Okay, thanks for that.
You sound far too posh to be watching X Factor or phoning the Sun.
And it goes on all night. Hello, the Sun. Hello, it's dentist Clara Scambler here, 33, of London.
This is an outrage. The reason people tune into the show is to see Simon's honesty, but he has totally undermined the views.
Blimey, Clara, you've got a deep voice.
Yeah.
Haven't you? You dentist, you. I bet you this is Elizabeth Jones, 28, of Wales, on the phone. Let's see if I'm right. Hello, the Sun.
How could a man who has lambasted John and Edward even threaten to leave the country do this?
And it just goes on and on. People get so annoyed, don't they? Oh, hang on.
There's more.
I think it might be Stuart Kelly now, 36.
I can't wait to hear what he's going to sound like.
Stuart, 36, from Chelmsford in Essex. Hello, yes, the Sun.
This proves the X Factor is no longer a singing contest.
Did he know... Is he the same person? Did he sound like the dentist?
He did sound a bit like the dentist. They've obviously got the same voice. Who is this... Oh, hang on, I reckon it's...
The more.
Jungfrau, 66, calling me now. I'm so bored here at the Sun on a Sunday night. Thank heaven I'm getting all these calls. Hello, the Sun.
Jedward do deserve to stay, and booing from the audience and hatred they're getting is just appalling.
Hooray!
I say. that last one in the pub you were in last night?
Jedward do deserve to stay, and booing from the audience and the hatred they're getting is just appalling.
I think he was, yes.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.